Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Bethany St. Clair, a feng shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant today. Our focus today is summertime. Woo, it's summer. 2 days into summer already, and we are talking about how to feng shui our lives for summer. Welcome, Bethany.
Thank you, CJ. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so excited to have you because I never even realized that feng shui had kind of a seasonal component. So I was kind of curious to see that and learn more about that. I never even thought about it. But of course, if feng shui is about energy and there's going to be different energy during the season. So anyway, I'm so excited about that. So I was actually in researching a show. I was learning about feng shui, and you know, I've always kind of, and I don't know why, but I've always limited feng shui as thinking it as just about furniture arrangement and where you put your furniture and where you put your things. But it's I realize that it's more than that. It's more than just your furniture, isn't it?
It's absolutely more than furniture. It starts with the inside.
Mm. You mean inside as in my inside person?
Yeah. your inner space, your chi, all of our chi. So for me, the feng shui is arranging and revitalizing our physical space, and so that physical space complements and brings out who we are on our inner space. And it's really the essence of who we're meant to be. And some people start from the inside, and other people I work with start from the physical space. So it really doesn't matter as long as people are open to making changes in their life.
Yeah, and so like you said, you could be either direction. You change your outside exterior framework and you feel changes on the inside or vice versa.
Right.
It's interesting to think about it that way. The other thing that when I was looking at the definition that I really liked is to think about, you know, the merger of heaven and earth. And mm-hmm. thinking about feng shui as the equilibrium and communication between those two things, which is something new and something that I hadn't really heard about before. Is that how you think about it? Yeah, I don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. I haven't heard that definition either. The literal translation in Chinese is wind and water. So when you think of the element of wind and the element of water, you know, it's a flow. It's an ebb and a flow. And we all go through ebbs and flows in our lives as well. And it's just keeping that at the best equilibrium so that we can stay in touch with ourselves through our daily activities and stay in touch with that positive energy, that positive chi in our lives.
Mm. Now, tell me a little bit about what happens during summertime. I read a little bit, and I was talking about fire energy and earth energy and mm-hmm. and our heart being an organ, and I thought, what does this all mean? I'm confused. what does it all mean? Help me.
Yeah, this is going really deep into the five elements, and you're absolutely right. The beginning of the summer, June and July, is about fire energy, and then later in August, it's more about the earth energy. So let me just back up again. So think about what happens in June and July and the fire energy. There's two ways we think of summer. One is relaxation. We're open. Things are looser. We flow. We're a little bit more relaxed. And, of course, our days are longer because there's more sun. And, of course, that's why the fire energy represents summer is because we're in the sun a lot longer. And then the other part of that fire energy is a really high-paced fun. You know, you think of people out at the beach running around outdoors in their cars. Everybody washes their cars, and we have more speeding tickets. And conversely, we have more accidents as well in the summer. So, you know, there's a lot of motor accidents, motorcycle accidents, that sort of thing. And that's often because people aren't grounded in the summer. They want to feel fun and free, so it's really important to ground yourself in the summertime. And there are several ways that you can do that. A lot of it is just literally bringing your arms out to the sides of you and pushing down. Just push the energy down so that you feel your feet and concentrate on your feet and where you're walking and your steps and just feeling the earth. It's a very good time to walk barefoot also, and that keeps us grounded. And there's certain things that we can eat and certain activities when we're closer to the earth and out in nature in the summertime that really keep us grounded and connected.
You mean like, I know that when in the Ayurvedic they talk about root vegetables, but what kind of things do you eat to be grounded in the summer from a feng shui perspective?
Greens, lots of leafy greens, vegetables, fruits. A lot of people pick fruits in the summertime depending on where you live in the world. And they do that as part of a family gathering or just a family tradition. I know we used to pick strawberries and when I grew up in the Midwest, and cherry season is coming up. We had a big cherry festival. So all these festivals that celebrate the way we live and the things that we grow, that we consume, really bring out the summer energy and the fire energy in us.
Mm-hmm. And gardening, it seems like that's another way to connect back to the earth.
Exactly. And look at the fruits that actually grow in the summer that, you know, we have cherries and strawberries, and those are all red and fire colors. So it's just, you know, when you think about all of that, it really, really flows into a seasonal perspective. And I just love looking at feng shui this way. It's so much more than just moving furniture around. But that moving furniture is a big part of it as well.
But it's energy flow. And then tell me a little bit about what happens during August. You said that it starts moving into earth energy. What's that all about in August?
Exactly. The days shorten up a little bit. The weather changes. It gets a little bit cooler. And we tend to get a little bit more serious. You know, it's back to school time for families.
It's true.
It's buying books. You know, it's like the mood of summer is behind us, and now we're moving forward. And I remember going back to school when I was living in the Midwest, and I would just try and hold on to summer as long as I could, for example. In the Midwest, Labor Day was the sign where you start wearing darker clothes and you put away your white slacks and your white shoes. And I would just I would just wear my sandals as long as I could and just hold on to that summer energy as much as possible. I'm a fire sign, so I just love the mood of summer.
That's fantastic.
It's really fun. But fall totally changes. And especially August and September. But actually, those are some of our warmest months, August and into September. You know, you hear the term Indian summer. Again, the mood of Indian summer, the colors change. They're a little bit browner. They're a little bit deeper greens. And it's just a holding energy. It's really when the leaves start turning, which is more into September and October, and they start falling off, that's a great time to purge. Great time to purge.
So when you're saying, so this is more, if you're describing a summer energy is about fun, flow, you know, freedom, running around, and that you need to ground. So the thing to do in this later part is purging what are the things that you would do during that time because of this energy flow that's happening around you in nature?
Well, we tend to get more focused, and August brings about actual grounding, August and September. So we're already grounded in that period. You know, we often clean, we prep a lot, prep for school, prep for the kids going back to school, less travel. We're beginning to stay at home more. So it's, you know, kind of cleaning out the cobwebs, putting things back from summertime, so that we can go into the mood of fall a little bit more calmly. And that leads us more into, at the end of fall, where you're talking about winter, where we really start to introvert. So it's going from that summer period of the fire energy and the relaxation and the fun into fall, where we start staying a little closer to home during that time.
I love how your voice has shifted down, too.
Your
energy just changed. I can tell you don't have a good, you have a mixed relationship with fall. I could tell when you're talking about summer, it's like, oh, it's fun. I get, and then I go to fall.
Fall is one of my favorite seasons. I just love it. It's just goosebumps.
And tell us about the heart thing. Why is the heart – what is the organ component? I was kind of curious about that. So they're talking about the heart during a summer. What's that all about?
Yeah, heart is where all of our – you know, that's really our core. Our core is – everything is from the heart. And when you live from the heart, you've heard those expressions – heartfelt expressions, living from the heart, heart-based, heart energy. It's authentic. It's real. It's where the love comes from. And the head is where a lot of the confusion is, but the heart is where the decisions are made. So when you make major decisions in your life, you really want the head and the heart to match. So we tend to get over, burn the candle at both ends in the summertime sometimes. And so that heart energy is really important to protect and nurture during the summertime.
So what does that mean as a person? What do I do to nurture my heart? Because my heart, it seems like what, you know, because you're free and there's all this fun, your heart is alive. So is it to mm-hmm. just be careful not to overdo it or to just do the grounding that you talked about?
It's both. And when your heart is so open like that, many times you receive things that you normally wouldn't receive. For example, love. You've all heard of summer love, summer romance.
Mm, yes, exactly.
And it's your heart is so open to receive, and that's where it's important to stay grounded so that we don't make rash decisions. Although there's nothing wrong with a good summer love, let me tell you.
Oh, on that note, okay, we have Bethany St. Clair, a feng shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, why is feng shui in your bedroom so important, and what can you do to improve the energy in the bedroom, give it more sizzle, or is it to give it more relaxation? Who knows? We'll find out when we get back. If you want to know more about Bethany or listen to other shows like this, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com or www.bethanysaintclair.com. That's Saint, STCLAIR.com. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Hi, everyone. In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Bethany St. Clair, a feng shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant on Fired Up with CJ today. This segment focusing on feng shui in your bedroom and why it is so important. And before I forget, Bethany is reachable at info@BethanySt.Clair.com. So make sure to email her, and you could be eligible to get a free 30-minute consult. Isn't that cool? So it's info@BethanySt.Clair.com. So, Bethany, welcome back.
Thank you.
So I was reading all, I just love learning, and I was learning about feng shui, and they said bedroom, kitchen, and your front door, most important places for energy flow. Mm-hmm. Why is the bedroom important for energy flow?
The bedroom is important because that's where the harmony in the home starts. That's where our heart energy is from, and, There's a Chinese proverb that I really love. It was actually the catalyst for my work, and it goes, if there's light in the soul, there's beauty in the person. If there's beauty in the person, there's harmony in the home. If there's harmony in the home, there's order in the nation. And if there's order in the nation, there will be peace in the world.
And all that from having good energy.
Absolutely. So knowing that the harmony in the home starts in the bedroom, gosh, there's so many opportunities to really generate that from that space. If you think we spend one-third of our lives sleeping in our bedrooms, in our beds, that's a pretty significant amount of time. And when that space is in order, when it's clutter-free, when you can sleep well, when there's fresh air in there, when there's little or no electromagnetic fields such as a computer or a television set, you'll probably have a great night's sleep. You know, when I feng shui a lot of single people's home, it's really funny because I'll go into the bedroom and the women often have a workout machine in their bedroom, and the guys usually have a computer in their bedroom. And then your relationship with you're telling the universe your relationship is with the workout machine, or maybe your relationships take a lot of work, or that your relationship is with your work, with the computer. So I discourage as much electromagnetic.
Are you saying I'm in love with my TiVo and not my husband?
Right, it's like having a third person in the room.
You know, that is true, isn't it? I guess it is, because when you're listening to a TV, you're basically. But what to do? We have it hanging on our wall already. Uh-huh. We'd have a big gaping hole in our room. But I mean, can people have these items and still have a harmonious house, or is it like, or am I doomed? Can I put a blanket over it? What should I do?
Well, a blanket would be fine. You know, some people don't have any other space to put their, our living environments, our dwelling spaces are getting smaller and smaller. So we have these multifunctional rooms, and sometimes there's no other place to put these items. So, yes, when you sleep, put a cloth with natural fabric over it, cover it up. If you have to, but to leave it out in the open, it just kind of makes the energy a little jagged in a bedroom. And I really would encourage people to remove it as much as possible.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what other kind of, you know, what's the general energy flow that we're trying to accomplish in a bedroom?
Well, the position of the bed is really important. So you want to place your bed where you can see who's coming in the door. And sometimes you can't do that in a bedroom because of closets and windows and that sort of thing. But for the most part, the bed should be in what's called the command position. So it's opposite the entry point of a room. And it could be the wall opposite, exactly opposite, or to the left or the right of the entry point. And that's really the best place to place the bed. And it's also personal preference. You know, I like to hear how people sleep best, maybe with a certain position or a certain type of bed, or when I say position, I mean direction. But it really, I really try and get to know the client so that I can understand their lifestyle and what they view as having a harmonious bedroom. And then we work from that point and bring in tips or suggestions. But
yeah.
It does affect health, and it does affect sleep patterns. And also what you have under your bed, you'd be shocked what people keep under their beds. Swords, weapons, all different types of things. And the chi has to flow, you know, under the bed as well as around the room. So having fresh air and open windows and a space for that energy to flow through is really, really critical.
What happens when you don't have that energy to flow underneath your bed? What is it affecting the quality of sleep, and how does it – so it sounds like, one, it affects your quality of sleep, but how do all these things – and I understand sleep affects your health, mm-hmm. but is that the whole equation, or is there more to it than just that?
Well, that's the beginning of it. Also, the quality of sleep. Some people get restless. Some people get too hot at night. Some people get really cold. So we're really a sleep deprived country these days, and there's having the best possible energy and waking up to a really harmonious space to look at is critical as well. For example, you know, some people wake up to a pile of laundry every morning. Some people wake up to a TV in front of them. You know, ask yourself, what do you wake up to in the morning? What do you see when you wake up? You know, aside from your wonderful, beautiful partner, you know, what do you, when you wake up in the morning, do you see your favorite picture? Do you see a beautiful piece of art? Those are the things we try and bring in. If you're in a building that's on the third or fourth floor and you're not close to the earth, maybe you want to bring in some live plants, the type of lighting you use. All of this creates the mood for a sleep pattern. I believe bedrooms are for sleeping, and so many people use bedrooms for so many other functions. It gets a little, the energy gets really scattered. So if you focus on just having a sleeping room where you can sleep calmly and in a relaxed fashion, it just makes the wake up so much more pleasant.
And how about romance? Where does that factor into the peace part of it?
The whole thing, romance is real. Again, take out the TV, take out the computers, take out the workout machines, and just be there for one another. When I was married, my ex-husband and I were voracious readers, and on his nightstand, he would have a pile of books, and on my nightstand, I would have a pile of books, and we would just read and then fall asleep. And books divide a relationship as well, and you want to be there for one another. There's nothing wrong with reading the books out in the living room or establish a secondary reading area in your home, but bedrooms are for sleeping. And one of the things we're finding in design is a concept of snoring rooms. So it's really the guest room, but the term is snoring. So if you have a partner that snores a lot, you know, you can have romance in the bedroom, and then they can go off to their room and snore throughout the night or read. Or even if somebody, if your partner has a cold, you know, do you want them in the same bedroom? They can go off to the snoring room. And it's a really great way to reconnect and keep the relationship alive and fresh. And you know, we all can't afford separate bathrooms, but having a snoring room is really a great way to enhance romance sometimes.
Well, it's probably fine for the person who's a non-snorer. I don't know what happens to the person who's a snorer. Now, I want you to go sleep on the couch, because really this is going to create more harmony for me and more peaceful rest for me.
Right, right.
Oh, God. Okay, now how does summer, now that we want to look at the summer component, how does that fit into the whole story of the bedroom, summer, fire, fun? How does it all fit in together?
Well, change your bedding, lighten up the bedding, take away the blankets, bring in fresh sheets you might want to buy. I have summer sheets and winter sheets. Sometimes I have autumn sheets. So change out, you know, you can have seasonal sheets. Bringing in fresh flowers, bringing in the earth is really, really important. If you can turn off the AC and put natural air in there, it would be so much better. Depending on where you live, of course, if you're in a very urban area and it's kind of gritty, the air is kind of gritty, you may want to do a combination. But I love fresh air, and I know it gets very hot in certain parts of the world and in certain parts of the country, and it's very, very humid. But there's nothing like fresh air in a building, and it's kind of hard when you're traveling in hotels and things, but the way to kind of diffuse air conditioning is to have natural plants or live fresh flowers in a room, in a bedroom. It's really a wonderful feeling.
Okay, anything else? So we got some really good tips on what I'm hearing is think about your bed and make sure it is in the command position so you can see who's coming in from your bedroom. I'm definitely hearing be careful with what you put in front of you, because that's your first experience with waking up in the world. So make sure that's a wonderful, pleasing thing, whatever that may be. Please, if it's your workout machine, maybe that's your thing. But be clear that that's your partner that you're waking up to. and then also getting rid of electronics and things like electronics or things that don't really, that aren't about sleep and about peace, consider moving them out or putting them away somehow, or, you know, wrapping them or getting them out of your visual acuity or visual sight. Any other kind of colors? And I'm also hearing, like, you know, seasons change, as do bed accessories. So change your sheets, you know, lighten up your covers. Any other kind of things that we want to kind of stay away from during the summertime in our bedroom?
Well, when you speak of colors, it's very interesting because colors carry energy. And obviously you don't want to paint your bedroom four times a year, but I've known some clients that just changing the decorator pillows on their bed, or if you have a side chair with a pillow, going from red or a fall color into a lighter blue. Blue is a very relaxing, cool color. Reds obviously have more energy behind them. I had a client once who was going through a divorce, and she had a real hot yellow bedroom. It was kind of a sunflower yellow, and then red bedding and red accessories. And it just felt angry. And so what we did is we changed her wall color and changed her bedding and brought in more lavenders and changed her artwork. Oh, if you have artwork with lots and lots of people and parties in the bedroom, it's probably not the best energy. You want to have calming, soothing artwork in the bedroom as well. But colors play a big part in the bedroom, and it's
great
really
idea.
It's really what the client resonates with.
Yeah. What resonates with them is calm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, folks out there, if you're interested in getting being eligible for a free 30-minute consult with Bethany St. Clair, you can reach her at info@BethanySt.Clair.com. That's BethanySt.Clair.com. And she also has a book, Organizing with Feng Shui, that will be available for 50% off until the end of June. So send her an email and you'll be eligible for that. And she'll notify you when it's published. Bethany St. Clair, a Feng Shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, what are you going to do about Feng Shui in your kitchen? What are you going to do? If you want to know more about Bethany or listen to other shows like this, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful. Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Bethany St. Clair, a feng shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant. And now our focus is on the kitchen. And why is that so important? But I have to ask you a question first. Why? Why is it when I have a party or go to anyone's house, everyone always congregates around the kitchen? Why? Why does this happen?
Yeah. Well, the kitchen is the hearth of the home. So we talked about the bedroom being where the harmony begins, and the kitchen is where the hearth of the home is. And everyone gravitates. Again, it's that fire energy. It's that warmth. It's that, you know, you can have the most beautiful house, and people always tend to gravitate toward the kitchen because there's a lot of activity. They feel more relaxed. And many, many years ago, gosh, turn of the century, last century, not this current one, a lot of homes had the, you know, dwellings, again, were smaller, and they had the kitchen. You'd walk in, and there would be the kitchen in a very small living area. So actually, you'd walk in, and there would be the table. And the table became the area where people repaired things, where people, you know, did sewing repairs, or people did homework, or people puttered. So that separation of the kitchen from the living area came about in the 50s after World War II when all the tract houses were being built. But prior to that, you look in some of the older homes, and it was all a very open floor plan, very small. So it's that hearth energy that we feel when we go into the kitchen.
What is hearth? Sorry.
Hearth, you know, hearth is it's close to the heart. Again, it's close to the heart. It's hearthy. It's warmth. It's conversation, it's sharing, it's like a hearty meal time where you're, it's the beginning of sharing. So it's all that energy that we have. You notice, you know, like when you have friends over, you talk more in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a lot more gabbing and chatting and sharing of ideas. And
so do you think it's because you have, as a family, you've built up that energy, so that energy is there, so people just aggregate towards that energy? I mean, what is it that is happening on an energetic level that people just naturally gravitate to it? Because do they feel the energy there, even though, or is it because it's their connection to kitchen equals connection?
It's the connection to one another. They share, they feel one another's energy in the kitchen. It's the hub of the activity, often, of a home.
Right. So is it because that kitchen is beckoning that kind of energy, so that, like, because that's where the energy is always happening, so everyone is kind of like as a beacon, like heading over to that? Is that what
exactly
you mean?
Yes. And even if you're single and you're living alone, you know, there's that kitchen energy that you have by doing things. And although a lot of people don't eat in, they eat out if you're single sometimes. But it's that heart when they have friends over, everybody hangs out in the kitchen. It's that exchange event. But you're exchanging energy with another person.
Hmm. So tell me about some of the kitchen feng shui changes that you've made, and what the corresponding changes and what the changes have been and how they affect someone's health and well-being.
Oh, gosh. Color is so important in the kitchen. We've done so many remodels where I love gas stoves, but not everyone has an opportunity to have a gas stove in their dwelling. Many places require electrical stoves. Again, artwork is, we talked about artwork in the bedroom, and artwork is really interesting to have in the kitchen, too. I had a client once who, his parents were immigrants to this country and worked very, very hard. And he had a large picture over his dining breakfast table of John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, with all of these people toiling and working with hoes and that sort of thing. And so we encouraged him to change the artwork and bring in fruits and vegetables. And he
loved
wine.
Well, they say Grapes of Wrath when they're starving and there's like wind dust storms.
Exactly. You get the idea. It's just really, really interesting. People don't think of things on that level. So just minor changes like that really made a difference. He had a lot of browns in his kitchen, and we changed it to a little bit more colorful tiles, brought in a little bit of red. Not too much, though. But I would say the single most important factor in a kitchen, CJ, is to make sure that everything works. If you've got lights that are burned out, or burners that don't work, or refrigerators that don't work, or plumbing that doesn't work, that really, really affects the chi. And what you're telling the universe is that how you nurture, how you nourish yourself is not important. It's not something that you think is important. And it really, really has an effect on the energy in a kitchen when you make sure that everything works.
Interesting. Because if you have, like, the broken toaster or the light in the refrigerator that's broken, it's kind of an intentional, the intention that you're sending out is it doesn't, like, those kind of working function things don't matter to me.
Right. And also that I don't really care about my health. It's not that important. I'll just get by with what I have. And, you know, the light in the refrigerator, you know, you can never find the original bulb, right? You have to call the manufacturer.
Right.
I mean, but it's just one of those things that drives us crazy. The bulb is probably, you know, $2.50, and it takes maybe $80 worth of time to find the bulb. But it makes such a difference. I mean, think when you go into your refrigerator, your food lights up, the contents light up, and when that light's dimmed, you're not putting, the spotlight isn't on the food. It's just a dingy refrigerator. So, you know, keeping the refrigerator clean, keeping the entire kitchen as spotless as possible. You're sending out the energy to the universe that you really care about your nourishment. You care about the nourishment of your family, and those things are important to you.
Does anyone ever come to you and say, you know, I've actually been sick, and I'm wondering whether it's a feng shui in my house, and it's been the kitchen, and if so, what kind of things have you seen, and how have you been able to turn it around?
Oh, absolutely. I had a client a couple of months ago, and they had too many books in the kitchen, way too many books, and some of them weren't even related to cooking. One of my mantras is make technology work for you. You know, all the recipes you ever need are on the internet. There's so many wonderful websites that you can go to. Granted, not everyone likes to look at things digitally. They love to meander through the tactile, kinesthetic feel of a cookbook that's got stains on it with flour and baking soda and that sort of thing, and that's fine too. But really culling through everything and making sure that you're not on overflow. Like just last week, I worked with a client on her kitchen. Having expired products, that happens so frequently. You know, let all that stuff go. Make room for things to come in. Make room for new things to come in your life. I'll give you a quick analogy. When you think of food, and this is a little scatological, but I'll say it anyway. When you think of food, you know, you buy food, you prepare food, you present food, you consume food, and then you eliminate it. And then you go back to the same cycle. You buy food, you prepare food, you present food, you consume food, and then you eliminate it. And then we have our stuff. And can you imagine if we didn't let go of our stuff, if we didn't use it? You know, we end up with these constipated spaces, these constipated lives, constipated libraries and bookshelves, and it really, really affects our health. So letting go of expired...
That's a visual image that will change my feelings when I go into
It really, you know, it's visceral and it hits home with people, but those expired products, you know, let them go. Let them go. Clean everything out. It's so important. It's so important.
Yeah, well, I mean, but have you literally changed someone's, like, you know, I was actually feeling really ill, I was having allergies, I changed my kitchen and I no longer had one? I mean, have you seen stuff like that?
It happens in the whole house, and it may be the kitchen, it may be other parts. One of the first things clients notice is they lose weight. When they let go of things and they declutter, they lose weight. I lose weight with them when I work with them. And, you know, it may be 2 or 3 or 4 pounds. The second thing that happens is they find money in feng shui. Whenever we organize or declutter, we find money. And,
oh, it's not because there's like money hidden in the cabinets. It's just like somehow we've opened up space and we find money in our lives.
Exactly. And sometimes it's in the room we're working in. Sometimes it's in the kitchen. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love that. Okay, that is like the best tip ever. If you want to lose weight and get money, maybe you ought to look at your kitchen.
Yep.
Changing things around. I love that. Just clearing out the constipation in your kitchen. Oh, my God.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
So if you're interested in getting a free 30-minute consult, then please email info@BethanySt.Clair.com. That's BethanySt.Clair.com. As well as you can be eligible for a 50% off on Bethany's book, Organizing with Feng Shui, that's going to come out at the end of June. So we have Bethany St. Clair, a Feng Shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant on Fired Up with CJ. Up next, what are some summer tips for Feng Shui traveling in the summer? Okay, you want to know more about this or listen to other shows like this, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fire It Up with CJ, Bethany St. Clair, a feng shui designer, arranger, and interior consultant. And our focus is some fun things that we should consider for the summertime and our travel and all the other good stuff that happens during a summer in feng shui. So I can't wait to, I know these are going to be a little bit all over the map, Bethany, but I have a couple questions. First is when you're traveling, I've never thought about picking certain rooms that have better energy than others. Is that something that we should be considering? And if so, like when you go to hotel rooms, what are you looking for?
You know, that's a very, very good question. And I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show when we talked about the definition of feng shui and really being connected with your inner space. And when you're in alignment with that inner space, it's all about personal preference. And I'll give you an example. I just booked a flight to Florida for next week. And one of my things when I travel is I like to sit in the aisle seat. It's always been a personal preference. I have longer legs. And now I have to pay, of course, it's considered premium seating, so I have to pay extra for that. But it really depends on your personal preference and what you're comfortable with. When I don't know what hotel I'm going to, I kind of Google it and get information there. One thing out of a safety factor, I always check where the fire exits are. So if there is a fire situation or an alarm goes off, I'll know how to get to the fire exit. But other than that, it really depends on your personal preference. You know, do you want a suite? Do you want a junior suite? Do you want a hotel room? Do you view travel as, you know, just a place to drop your bags and sleep for the night and you spend your time, you know, out of the hotel? It just really depends on.
Here's the thing that I found, and I'm very sensitive to energy. And so sometimes I'll come into a room and literally pick up the energy that was in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, not sure what the most efficient thing is, you know, like I guess I could run around and sage the room.
That's a really good point. And what you can do, that's space cleansing and space clearing. And what you can do, there's several techniques. One of the ones that I do, and you're absolutely right about picking up that energy. And kids are very, very sensitive to this. One thing you can do is go around the perimeter of the room and clap, especially in the corner, and make it a really, cup your palms so that you get a really sharp, deeper clap, not just one of those pat, 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 pat. And you, especially in the corners, you want to go into the corners up high, raise your hands over your head and clap so you get a real sharp clap from the palms, you know, by cupping your palms, and clap three or four times along the walls. Go to the next corner, clap again, and that energy just kind of filters down. Saging is a possibility, although you might set the fire alarms off. Unfortunately, a lot of hotel rooms don't have the ability to have fresh air, so you just might have to turn the AC on. One of the things that I do sometimes is I bring a small bottle of orange blossom water mixed, and you can get it at Whole Foods, and it's under $3 or $4, and I put it in one of those spray bottles. I bring that along and I spray it. I also have a lavender spray that I bring, and I spray it on the linens before I go to bed at night, and I get a much a greater restful, really deep restful sleep, although I can sleep standing up. But there are certain things that you can do to bring your energy into the room. And one of the other things that I do is kind of beat out the mattress because you're of the bed I'm going to sleep on, because then you're getting rid of the energy of the previous occupant. And a simple way to do this is you take, I don't know, if you bring a set of golf clubs, that would be great, and you just beat the mattress with your golf clubs. You can do it with your purse. You can bat it just with your hands and just break up that energy from the previous person and or the previous persons that were in that bed space, and just get it out and wand it off the bed using a lot of hand movements. It sounds absolutely silly, but it's, you know, if you remember when a lot of people used to smoke and you'd walk into a room and you'd fan a room from the smoke, you can do the same thing with the energy. You know, we all get electrical bills, but we can't see the energy of the electricity. Well, we all carry electrical energy. We carry electromagnetic fields, and we can easily just fan that away and get rid of it. So try it next time and let me know how it goes.
So it's almost, what I'm hearing is that if you believe that there's energy everywhere and that you may actually have energy of another person, you know, when you do, you know, the clap, you know, the loud clap, it's like there's a sound vibration. I probably hear your ears, but I also clear it out your energy.
Sounds great.
No, but is that right? I mean, because what's happening, it's a vibrational energy that kind of shifts. And when you say, like, the energy falls down, so is it – and I know that you said that when in one of your articles you can actually see the energy shifting around, right? Like, you can actually visually see when the energy is moving. Is that what it looks like?
I can, and you can, you know, most people can. They're just not trained, or they've forgotten about it. And sometimes my clients see it, and I just get so thrilled. But for me, what it's like, if you have a glass of water, and let's say you put one or two drops of milk in it, it gets real filmy. And I notice this when my living space gets a little filmy. It's like, oh, it's time to space cleanse it again. It's time to space cleanse it. And it's kind of like flossing your teeth. You know, we all have to go through that cleansing from time to time. And it really shifts the energy, and it sparkles afterward, and it feels really good. And you can do this in just about any space. I've done it in boardrooms before I go into board meetings. You know that expression when people come into a room and they say, man, the air was so thick I could cut it with a knife?
Yeah.
Well, literally, you feel that. And again, children are very sensitive to this. Or you'll walk into a space and you'll go, oh, it just feels so good in here. And you have no idea. You just know viscerally that it feels good. And then off you go. Well, some of us see it and feel it on a much deeper level, and there are ways that you can change the energy. Or even a person, you meet someone, or they walk into the room and they say, boy, she really knows how to light up a room. We all carry that energy with us. So it's a fun thing to play with and use it for good and clear your space. And you're absolutely right about car and air travel.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down at my airplane seat and just start clapping all around me.
Or stomping your feet, yeah. Okay, if we have time, I'll tell you a quick story if we have time, and interrupt me if we don't.
Okay, but we have three minutes, so it has to be a quickie.
Oh, boy. I was on a flight from San Francisco to Honolulu for a feng shui intensive, and we had to transfer from Honolulu to the other side of the island. And when we got into Honolulu, our plane wasn't ready. It malfunctioned, so we had to get onto another plane. And we had to go to another gate, and all the people that were currently waiting for their flight at that gate were displaced. And all of a sudden, the energy changed, and people got angry, and they were on their cell phones, and it was very menacing. And I didn't really pay attention to it. Long story short, I had on the second leg of that flight, I had my wallet stolen. And I knew who took it. I got the wallet back, and I was very grateful, and it resulted in an arrest of the person who had taken it. But looking back on that experience, had I sensed the energy a little bit better, I was so, and been in the moment, I would have picked up on that, and there are ways I could have protected myself from that.
Exactly. Take that golf club that you come around with you and just start hitting people. You probably
exactly.
Knew which guy was going to take it. Just, you know, preventative measure. Just hit
right.
around him. Like a mattress, basically.
Sure. And it's kind of like the movie Crash, you know, you if you're in the moment and you're present and you're sensitive and you're in touch with yourself, the chances of those incidents occurring are diminished so much more. It's really interesting.
It is so true, isn't it? So even just shifting your energy may have prevented it, but you kind of notice it and like, oh, well, kind of dismissed it. Anyways, a fascinating show. I can't wait to have you again to talk about the fall and some other rooms. So thank you so much, Bethany. I learned so much, and it was so much fun. And thank you to Chris, for our station manager at WBLQ. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.